The news is read this St. Patrick's Day morning by Emma Cunahan.
Crowds will gather in cities, towns and villages around the country and in centres across the globe today in celebration of St. Patrick's Day. In the heart of Dublin city centre, 4,000 performers will take part in the annual St. Patrick's Day parade. Live coverage of the parade in the capital will begin on RTÉ1 television from 12:15 this afternoon. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke reports.
In a few short hours, crowds in Ireland and across the globe will gather to enjoy parades, music, dancing, crack a cuscill to mark this National Day of Celebration. In the heart of Dublin city centre, 4,000 performers are gearing up to take part in the annual St. Patrick's Day parade, which starts from midday. The procession will feature 14 marching bands drawn from Ireland, Austria and America, and they'll all be celebrating the parade's theme this year, Achtri, Adventures. The parade will also showcase artistic performances and has 7 show pieces, including a celebration of the 40th birthday of the Pavé Point Travel and Roma Centre. And there'll be a welcome return of Mockness with a piece called Thuras Alf. On hand to keep the fun going will be the Grand Marshal, actress and proud Dubliner Victoria Smurfit. The parade will begin at midday at Granby Row, heading down O'Connell Street, winding its way across the city before ending at the bottom of Kevin Street. Public transport in Dublin will operate on a Sunday timetable, and the coverage will kick off on RTÉ1 television from 12:15 this lunchtime.
President Michael D. Higgins and his wife Sabina will host a St. Patrick's Day reception at Áras an Uachtaráin later today. They will be joined by community-based artists and arts officers from across the country for the reception, which will have a particular emphasis on those working in diverse communities, including within the traveller community. The event marks the final St. Patrick's Day in office for President Higgins, whose term comes to an end later this year. President Higgins issued his annual St. Patrick's Day message over the weekend, in which he thanked the Irish people for the trust they have placed in him over the last 14 years and said that it has been the greatest honour and privilege to serve the people of Ireland during his time in Áras an Uachtaráin. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels claim to have twice attacked an American aircraft carrier group within 24 hours, calling it retaliation for deadly US strikes. It comes as the United States vowed to keep striking Yemen until the rebels stop attacking Red Sea shipping, with US President Donald Trump warning he will use overwhelming lethal force. The Houthi Health Ministry said women and children were among the 53 people killed and 98 wounded in the US strikes. The US Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth said the campaign against the Houthis will be unrelenting.
I want to be very clear. This campaign is about freedom of navigation and restoring deterrence. The minute the Houthis say, we'll stop shooting at your ships, we'll stop shooting at your drones, this campaign will end. But until then, it will be unrelenting.
At least 15 people have been arrested over a fire that killed nearly 60 people at a club in North Macedonia and injured over 150 others. The blaze broke out early yesterday morning at the Pulse Club in Kochani, where around 500 people had gathered for a concert. Biljana Arsoka is the spokesperson for the North Macedonian State Prosecutor's Office. She said the investigation was moving quickly.
Since early morning, the prosecutor's office is conducting an ongoing investigation about this catastrophic event. The investigation is at, let's say, early stage, but with lots of operations already ongoing, lots of orders already are being given. So I would say that it's a pretty much developed investigation.
At least 40 people have died in tornadoes which have ripped through parts of the United States. The extreme weather covering an area of the country that is home to more than 100 million people fanned nearly 150 wildfires in Oklahoma, while powerful winds in Texas and Kansas whipped up dust storms that resulted in several deaths. Fatalities were also recorded in Arkansas, Alabama and Mississippi. Missouri bore the brunt of the twisters, with at least 12 fatalities reported across the state. Katie Lindenberg is a spokesperson for the Missouri State Emergency Management Agency.
We're very much still in the response phase at this point. We're very focused on restoring power. At the height of the storm, there were over 140,000 residents in Missouri without power, continuing to clear debris. We have Missouri State Highway Patrol, Missouri Department of Transportation, and a vast network of volunteer partners working to clear debris and provide those immediate resources to Missourians who are in need.
The US President Donald Trump has said he plans to speak to the Russian President Vladimir Putin tomorrow and discuss ending the war in Ukraine. President Trump told reporters on Air Force One during a flight back to Washington late last night that a lot of work had been done over the weekend. Mr. Trump is trying to win Russian support for a 30-day ceasefire proposal that Ukraine accepted last week. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, delivering exceptional performance with quiet operation, the Arona R290, Grant's most innovative heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
St. Patrick's Day will bring dry weather, but there will be some well scattered showers around, these most likely in Munster and South Leinster. While some decent spells of sunshine are likely for a time, mainly in parts of the west, it will become cloudier through the morning with just occasional sunny spells. Highest temperatures today of 7 to 10 degrees.